Listening to Your Soul, written by Scarheart 99789 and read by K-Burb. This is a DC fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Roy slash Jason with mentions of other characters, not enough to tag them, and is a soulmate AU with relevant tags of first kiss and modern no powers.
I don't know what we're looking for now. I don't know what we're looking for if we'll ever find it. I don't know what we're looking for now.
When Roy was about 5, Brave Beau first sat him down and explained soul songs to him. Sat him down and talked about how he'd hear songs in his head when he was older. Told him about how those songs would be what his soulmate was singing, and he'd one day find them and be able to join their soul songs together. Roy is 8 when it finally begins to make proper sense to him, and he's still 8 when he starts joining in on singing on purpose. When he starts singing for his soulmate to hear them with him, instead of just singing because it's something fun to do with his time. It isn't until Roy is 13 when he first hears singing back in his soul. He's 13 and staying full-time with Oliver Queen in a strange city with strange smells when he stops mid-conversation in a way that makes his new guardian watch him worriedly. He listens intently to the too small voice echoing from deep within him and fills him with a warmth from his head to his toes. He sings more after that whenever he can find the time. Loud and silly when he's home alone and won't be disturbing anyone, or soft and quiet when he's going to sleep and hoping his soulmate is heading to bed too. He joins a band and enthusiastically sings along whenever Great Frog is performing, hoping that maybe his soulmate will find their music and be a fan of him. His soul thrums with music more when he's in his late teens, like they're finally coming around to being comfortable with it. Still nothing overly loud, and nothing Roy really recognizes. But it doesn't stop him from trying to sit and listen as close as he can whenever it happens, holding on to each faint note like a lifeline. Sometimes his friend from school, Dick, hums songs that sound similar, and for a while Roy considers if Dick was his soulmate. He knows he isn't, because Dick's nothing if not a performer, and Roy knows from experience that his singing doesn't line up with the soft tones that curl around his soul. No, instead he considers the idea of a boy soulmate. From his living with Ollie, Roy had mostly come to believe his soulmate would be a girl. But what if they weren't? Your soul could be tied to anyone, and Roy's pretty sure whoever is in charge of the universe and soulmates and stuff probably doesn't have time to care about something like gender. But what if Roy's soulmate was a boy? He thinks real hard on that thought for a few months, looks at people at school, and takes mental comparisons between everyone he can, and by the end of it, comes to the conclusion that it wouldn't be so bad to have a soulmate that was also a boy. Then he's 18, and it's been 3 months since he last heard his soul song, and he finds something to fill the silence. His relationship with Jade is like a firecracker, burns bright and loud, but ends all too soon just the same. They start and end with great flourish, slamming into the bed one day, and then slamming doors between their shouted words a short few months later. Jade's leaving pulls some kind of rug out from under Roy's feet, and he starts hanging out with Dick more often when he offers to be a source of comfort. He's happy to stay with his friend, lounging in his apartment and eating all his food. His soulmate starts singing again, and Roy almost cries. He finally meets Dick's adopted brother, Jason, in this time, the younger boy sneaking into the apartment one afternoon when Dick's out and about. The kid slips in easily, like he's done this before, and then startles so hard at Roy's confused look from the couch that he tumbles over, hitting his nose so hard on the side table that it begins to gush with blood. Roy scrambles into action, taking off towards the bathroom to get toilet paper to stuff his nose, while Jason proceeds to just sit there in confusion, letting the blood pool in his cut palms. "Who are you?" Jason gargles when Roy returns, and Roy makes a face in disgust at the sound of blood at the back of his throat. Throwing the roll at him, Roy heads back to the couch to clean up his snack he threw down. Roy, one of Dick's friends. You're Jason, right? Roy politely ignores the way that Jason whines in frustration when he soaks through the toilet paper near immediately. Instead, he busies himself with taking the dropped food to the garbage, letting Jason pick himself back up from the embarrassing display. So he's pretty shocked when he turns around, only for Jason to be standing right in the entrance of the kitchen with a glare. Why are you here? He demands, not even bothering to make it sound like a question. Dickie's been letting me stay with him for a while. You want a Pop-Tart? Roy asks, while he begins scrounging in Dick's cupboards. And that's the beginning of their friendship. Slowly, Roy begins hanging out with Jason more, until it hits a point where he can barely imagine a time he didn't. At first, it's mostly with Dick, or at Dick's apartment. But after Roy gets himself back on his feet, Jason begins inviting him by the manor, or coming out to visit Roy at his place. It's nice, and Roy falls into the comfort of it like a warm bed made just for him. When Jade shows up one day with a swaddled baby in her arms and promptly leaves her with him, he manages to call Jason first, since he was already on his way for a weekend. He explains with shaky breaths about the baby, his daughter, and how Jason doesn't have to come still if he doesn't want to deal with her. But Jason just tells him to shut up and hangs up, which Roy takes as a good sign. Sure enough, an hour later, Jason is knocking at his door. But he's holding bags of baby supplies, and Roy definitely doesn't cry. Dick is called soon after that, and he's ecstatic to come and play uncle whenever it's needed, and Roy slowly falls into a new routine. One that revolves heavily around Leanne, but still manages to have just as many visits from Jason. Just now, they're mostly only at Roy's place. They fall into such a comfortable routine, but Roy still manages to be blindsided when he finally finds the source of his soul song when Leanne's turning 4. How Jason managed to never sing in front of Roy until then, he has no idea. But Roy is certain he's done his own share of singing around Jason. So the first time Jason studies singing lines up with the soft echoes in his soul, Roy writes it off as a coincidence. By the 5th time they line up, when Jason's watching Disney movies with Leanne, Roy is certain he isn't just trying to connect dots to something that isn't there. So when they put Leanne down for the night, Roy settles onto the couch with Jason like normal. They put on some movie that Roy had been wanting to watch but couldn't with Leanne awake, and Jason tucks himself into the opposite couch arm, his feet comfortably wedged under Roy's thighs like he's done for months. Roy almost doesn't want to do this now, wants to just sink into the couch and enjoy the movie, but he needs to know. So he lets his head fall back on the couch and turns to look at Jason. He's already looking back at him, and Roy notes the look that reminds him of longing on his face for the first time. How long? Roy quietly asks, not bothering to beat around the bush with this, and Jason's mouth twists into something soft and fond. The first time I came to your place, you were singing along with the radio, and there was no way I could mistake it. He looks away then, focusing on his hands as he tugs the bottom of his shirt. I was going to tell you, actually, when you first got Leanne. It's why I stayed for a week instead of just the weekend. I was planning to stay that long, even before you had called. He looks up at Roy from under his eyelashes. And fuck, Roy's already weak. Why didn't you say anything sooner? Roy finally manages, shifting closer to Jason's side of the couch as he does. Jason's moving his feet down to the ground as he does, letting Roy crowd him against the arm of the couch and looking like he's been waiting for this exactly as much as it sounds he has. You had a new kid to deal with. I didn't want to add more to your plate, he finally admits, and Roy cups his cheek, running his thumb along his cheekbone with a crooked smile. Appreciate the thought, but now you gotta make up for all the years of kisses you've deprived me of, Roy jokes. And Jason's laugh practically lights up the room before he's dragging Roy down to laugh right up against his lips. It makes for a slightly awkward first kiss, sure, but Roy wouldn't trade it for the world. You only get to kiss your soulmate for the first time once, and this one? It's perfect. the end.